one tuna.
I didn't know that.
What's up, listeners? Welcome back to the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. On tonight's episode, we are going to sit down and close the book a little bit on some of the special edition conspiracy episodes that we've been talking about. And we are going to open up a new chapter, if you will, and get back down to what we like to do. Talk about, you know, current events that are going on in the pop culture world. So we're going to get back to things that we enjoy talking about, like, you know, things current going on now in the past couple weeks. I'm here with Matt and Zach tonight. Say hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
And we are ready to deliver a most excellent episode to you guys. I'm super excited for this one because there's one topic in particular that I've been itching to talk about.
Well, I think so, too. And I'm hoping that we could kind of connect some comic pop culture to it, too, rather than just, you know, I mean, we're not going to spill the beans just yet. But yeah, it is super exciting. But real quick, I mean, just a real big shout out to Sean. I mean, those episodes, the JFK installments, man, have they been great. And, you know, we're getting them up and running. They'll be available soon on our Spotify and other platforms that you could get in touch with our podcast. But yeah, I mean, Jen, I agree with you. We close a heavy chapter there, going through some topics. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a good time. I am ready though to get back to current events.
Oh, me too.
Because it's
me
like
too.
You know, one of my favorite things to talk about. You know,
I think we're all itching going for that, on right now. I mean, it's kind of funny. Me and Zach were here talking about it before, and it's like, wait a minute, I forgot how to do this. You know, like, I'm,
how did
like,
you forget?
Yeah, like, how do you forget, right? And it's like, okay, wait a minute. All right, yep, we got this. You know, when you don't do it that long, you're out of that adjustment. You know, you kind of have to keep asking yourself, wait a minute.
What do I do? No, you got this. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
Okay. So,
what's going on with everybody today? Anything good? Anything new and exciting since we last touched base with Zach on the show?
Nah, pretty much the same. YouTube channel started, so, you know.
Nice.
Fantastic.
And make sure you plug that in at the end so people can follow.
Oh, I will. It'll be up on my Twitter.
All right, cool.
Yeah, there is one thing, though, that I kind of want to plug before we get into the nitty-gritty of the episode. Our good friends at Electric City Esports... They are doing their first online gaming tournament, and it's going to be Call of Duty Warzone. The tournament is March 18th, 2021. The time is going to be 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. The registration fee is going to be $15, and there's a cash prize pool. You have to be 18 or older to register, and you can register at esportsstation.net. That's esportsstation.net.
You know what? That is awesome. Shout out to them, our good buddies
Matt
over
and Chris.
There.
Yeah.
Man, they are, I love what they're doing, and I really hope that we could get them on again this year, you know, kind of just check in and see what's going on. They were awesome, weren't they?
They're a great group of guys, Matt and Chris. Yep. And there's just some other things I want to touch about, which we're going to link it on our social media, and I'm going to plug it again at the end of the episode. But
excellent.
The format here, because he sent me a little blurb about the format, it's a three-hour race, best out of three matches, the highest kills average after three games win.
Nice.
So players have a three-hour period to try and get high kill game or a Warzone victory. Warzone victories will add 2 points to your final kill count for that game. At the end of the 3 hours, the player that has the average kills in the best out of the three games will win the cash prize pool.
That's awesome. That is really, really cool. And, you know, so I can think of a lot of people, students, friends, even maybe family members, too, that are into gaming. I think there's a whole lot of everybody that could get in on this, you know?
Yeah, so you sign up once again at esportsnation.net, and then it's also going to be streamed on Twitch. So that would be www.twitch.tv/Electric City Esports.
Man, that sounds so awesome. Electric City Esports. Yeah, so if you're
a Call of Duty fan, you know, it's only $15 for the registration fee, so it's probably worth it just to go and, you know, hang out virtually and play a little Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Streaming's been so big. I mean, it's just... Just to see, like, how much people are involved in it, just to watch, like, their favorite streamers, their favorite type of games out there on that type of network. It's just pretty cool that there's a platform for people to go to. So.
Yeah, some people don't realize it's a whole other world, too.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to do some, like, fun giveaways, like, during the 3 hours. So it's probably just, you know, worth it to just, like, drop by and hang out in the Twitch and watch.
Yeah.
Get a little social in our... you know, never-ending quarantine here.
Definitely.
So congrats to Chris and Matt on your first online tournament. We wish you the best.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that, you know, in the weeks to come, because we want to help, you know, promote this, and they've been working really hard on this, so they deserve a huge turnout.
And we will literally keep promoting and boosting these guys as long as we're around.
Yep, we'll bring them back. Check in and see how everything went.
Yeah, definitely. The only other thing that I wanted to bring up, too, since we're kind of doing some plugins here, Jen, because we came up with this idea, and we thought, what a cool idea for us here at Garlic Jar Media, and, of course, at the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. You know, we came up with this idea that, you know, sometimes we have some potty mouths on here, you know, pardon moi. And you know what? Sometimes we get a little... we do get animated. We do get a little flustered. We do feel a lot of emotion sometimes towards certain topics. But I think the best part is that we come around, we have fun. Everybody knows that this is an explicit podcast that's out there. And really, it's geared for everybody. But of course, listen maturely. But I have come up with a pact, and Jenna even agrees, this is such a cool idea, that with the curses, if we drop some F-bombs and we drop some stuff that's worthy to start tallying and start noting... for each curse that is dropped, I'm literally going to add $1. Yes, everybody is hearing that. I'm adding $1 in for each curse. Now, of course, now you're probably thinking, like, okay, he's going to watch his P's and Q's. But no, I'm going to let them fly, and I want these two, my two partners here in crime here on this podcast show, to keep in check with me and also keep up to date with us. Let's build the pool, because this money is not going to go in somebody's pocket. This money is actually going to be donated at the end of a season. So, and of course, I think right now what we're talking about, we're going to have some ideas. We were throwing around some animal shelters in our local area. We were throwing around some ideas with some campaigns, with maybe some businesses just starting to grow. Maybe some gamers trying to get some tags out there and trying to get their exposure going. So, I mean, a lot of things could be donated in the right directions, but definitely, this is going to be exciting. I think that's a cool part of what we're doing this season, you know,
so
and I think maybe we should keep it.
So what you're saying is I don't have to feel bad when you go broke.
Exactly.
No. Perfect. Nope.
Yep. You get to stick your tongue out and point at me and say, man.
Swear jar.
Yep. Swear jar. Yeah. Think of it like that. The swear jar, the swear piggy, whatever you want to call it. Yep. Sure. So, yeah. So sounds that's good. Fucking cool. Yeah.
Matt!
Oh, see? Jesus Christ, what just happened?
There's one.
Yep, there's one. My bad. All right.
Get your dollars out.
Yep. There's $1. Yep.
Dust the moths out of your wallet.
So after that, I mean, after our little plugins, I think it's time that we dive into the topics. What do you think?
Yep, go ahead. Yeah, all right. Perfect.
Okay.
Let it fly.
You know, I had to mention this because, throughout the past couple months, and I don't know why, but I mean, this was like a text chain, and probably people are going to be laughing about this because it went on for days, like just saying, man, I can't believe that McDonald's is bringing back Hi-C. It's been so long. And if anybody remembers going to McDonald's, I mean, not that I'm a huge fast food fan or I go and I do that. It's just cool that we're seeing some nostalgic now coming back in where, yo, they're bringing Hi-C back. And it's like, it is it's the drink, you know? I thought that was pretty wild, and over the past few weeks, it just kept on coming back into conversation. I think it was just more notably, like, just jokingly about it, but it's like, yo, how about McDonald's bringing back Hi-C? And it just
kept
on.
Can I tell you a secret?
Go right ahead.
I didn't know it was gone.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really do fast food, and really don't do, like, if I was to go to McDonald's, I would get an unsweetened iced tea.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, that's, like, the only thing I get, so I didn't even know the Hi-C was gone, to be quite honest with you, until I saw, oh, they're bringing it back. I was like, I didn't know it was gone.
Well, Jen and Zach, let me ask you this, right? Because, like, if we go to, like, different fast food chains, like, sometimes they do have, like, a popular soft drink that they try to promote and they have in their franchise only, exclusive. So, like, if we kind of look at, look at Taco Bell over the years, right? They've always been known for the Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
All right, you know? That one, yes, I've had that one.
And that kind of just reminded me that, like, yeah, that's what you got at McDonald's. Like, that was their Baja Blast, that Hi-C drink.
The Hi-C was,
know?
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, I kind of just like that idea where it's like, okay, exclusives. Like, I think some of these chains are just kind of bringing back some stuff to remind us back in these pop culture and reminiscent days. So yeah, I thought it was pretty cool, but what do you guys think? Like, am I kind of like shooting over the moon on that just by giving it as an example, or like, do you guys kind of agree with that?
No, they could bring it back. It doesn't bother me any.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
No, but
I agree with
okay. All right, cool.
Sure. Bring it back. Especially if people like it, if people enjoy it, then yeah, bring it back.
All right. So you know what I say about that? Chug a lug a choo choo. All right. Let's get going to the next. let's get going to the next topic. So, Jen, how about this one? Did you you are aware that they are bringing Rugrats back?
No. Where? On Nick?
Oh God. Now listen.
When did this come out?
Jen, I was literally slapped twice today. And I was told that I needed to put this in the podcast. Now, who do you think I was slapped by?
Lauren?
Not that it was a bad slap.
Lauren.
Who? Lauren.
Yeah.
And it's been on, honestly, if I was on Facebook past couple days and I saw this floating around, I'm like, oh my God. Like, what is this? What is this? You know?
See, I've been like living under a rock lately.
Yep. And I thought this was really cool because, yeah, they are bringing Rugrats back. Now, supposedly, we don't know what the definitive part is of the animated portion. Like, is it going to be 3D animation or is it going to be like our classic Rugrats cartoon?
Oh, I don't know. I think either would be cool.
I think either would be cool
too. I
don't
have a preference.
But what's killer about this is that all original voice cast is coming back to do all characters.
Oh, really?
How awesome is that? Now,
that
I'm
is
stoked.
Awesome.
I'm so stoked about that because, Jen, us with the Rugrats, I mean, we grew up on that, you know?
We did. Do you remember the video game?
Oh, my God, yeah!
On PS1?
Yes, yes!
That was, like, my favorite thing to play.
That was,
that and Spyro.
Yep, yep. My God,
I liked the,
yep.
The grocery aisle. When all
the grocery
the,
aisle, yeah.
The grocery level, yeah. In the aisles where, like, the freezers would be, like, banging shut and, like, the milk was all over the floor and...
Yep.
Oh, I liked that one. The
mini
golf.
That was a cool one. Yeah, the what was that? The mini golf, the ice cream mountain one.
Ice cream mountain. Yeah.
Yeah.
My God. I have a shirt. I have an ice cream mountain shirt from one of the Nick boxes.
Oh snap!
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a ton of those that I have to open up still.
Yeah, you don't like to open things and enjoy them. You like to hoard them.
Like shame on me, right? God damn.
Shame on you is right. Got to enjoy them.
I thought it was pretty cool, though. I mean, to find that the original voices that we listened to over those years, and Zach, I'm pretty sure you know what the Rugrats was, growing up.
Yeah.
With Nickelodeon. But, I mean, it was kind of a cool part there, because, like, for us, I mean, notably, I mean, we got to see that, like, in the early 90s hit the Nickelodeon network.
Yeah.
And I can remember the first episode of it, you know, Tommy had a red t-shirt on, and it was actually his birthday episode. You remember that?
Yeah.
And in that episode, that was where, you know, they didn't give a care about the birthday party, the toys, the cake, or anything like that. What they were obsessed about the most in that episode was the dog food. Remember? Because they wanted to become a dog.
Yes.
Yeah, they were trying to go after
ruff,
Spike's
ruff,
dog food.
Ruff,
yep.
Ruff. Yep.
So how cool was that, huh?
Yep.
Little nostalgic shot back there for everyone.
You know what I would really like for them to bring back?
Oh, come on. Let's hear it.
Hey Arnold. I would be all in for a Hey Arnold.
Love Hey Arnold. With the
original voice cast.
Yep.
That would be amazing.
And what was it? A couple years ago, they came back with that
movies, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they came back with the movie to explain what happened to Arnold's parents.
His parents, yeah.
And they reunited. I did, too. I thought it was pretty cool. But, yeah, man, bring back a series. That would be cool.
Yep. I would like that. I think Nick needs to get, like, on the bandwagon and get a streaming service like everybody else.
I think they do, actually.
They have their own?
I think they do. Don't quote me on that. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean,
you might because I have them all, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, more notably, I mean, they still have The Splat, which is a segment that they launch at, like, 11 o'clock at night on Channel 133, which is Teen Nick. Okay. So from 11 o'clock at night all the way to 5 a.m., it's all retro Nickelodeon. So you're catching Rocko's Modern Life, you're catching Aw Real Monsters, Ren Stimpy, of course, the Rugrats, Doug, Angry Beavers, all those retro shows that we've known. You could even get the All That episodes. They just had on last night, I was going through the channels, Kenan and Kel episodes were playing. Pretty awesome, you know? And yeah, it was Chris Rigby. He's like, he's yelling at Kel because he made a mess in the aisle there, and it's like all this orange soda like exploding, and he's like, no. You know? I don't know. It's just cool. It was, I don't know. It's good stuff. But yeah, nice. Shout out to our nostalgic Nickelodeon days.
Yeah.
So I guess we could say get your diapers ready.
That'll be fun to watch out for. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So.
So you guys have some Bad Batch next, which I'm still a terrible human being and I haven't seen all of the Clone Wars. So I'll let you guys discuss that.
That hurts. Well, that's a shot to the gut right there.
One day.
But yeah,
you could definitely catch up on it though, Jen. I mean, you have enough time.
Yeah. So the Bad Batch series is actually gonna get released on Disney Plus on May 4th.
Okay.
So, if you haven't,
do we want to kind of go in a little bit of a background here, Zach? Because I mean, I know that you, it's kind of like live by the sword and you know, defend by my shield. I mean, you love the Bad Batch, you know,
huge Bad Batch fan, but if for those of you that didn't know, the Bad Batch is basically an experimental clone force unit squad thing with a desirable mutation. So they're not like normal clones. They were primarily featured in the Bad Batch arc, which is the first four episodes of Star Wars The Clone Wars, Season 7. And they are actually getting their own series, which is set to release on May 4th.
That's friggin' fantastic.
We are also getting a UCS set on May 4th.
Yeah, Zach, go into this a little bit, because just for people that aren't familiar with, like, UCS, now me and, I mean, obviously the three of us here being, you know, talking about Legos for quite a while now, we're very familiar with that term, but let people know what that UCS abbreviation is.
So for those of you that don't know, UCS stands for Ultimate Collector Series. So Lego, and that's exclusive, I believe, to Star Wars and one other brand of Lego. I just don't remember which one offhand. But basically, they're display models or collector models that are larger scales of play sets. So this specific UCS set is either going to be a R2-D2 or a gunship, Republic.
And you gunship. Know, the funny thing is, I thought at some point previously throughout the years, I thought they've released R2-D2 multiple times.
They,
you know?
There was only one UCS R2 released. I believe it was released in 2014, I think?
Yeah.
2013, 2014, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
So, kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yep.
But hey, R2-D2, iconic. I mean, why not? I mean, I'd buy it, you know?
I'd buy it, too. I'd buy both of them.
Yeah.
So.
So, pretty... No, go ahead, Jen.
Good.
I wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, oh, me. I thought I no. I thought I thought
me.
I heard you.
That was me, Matt. Go ahead.
Nope. All right. Yeah, no, I think a lot of you are going to experience through some of these episodes in season two, I think you're going to find out that a lot of us here, especially, you know, bringing Jenna into our Lego guru talks too. I think it's safe to say that we are all proud lovers of Legos. And I think you'll be probably hearing about some of us doing some builds and just enjoying some sets over pandemic. And, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, I was already getting yelled at about all the boxes in my office here. And it's like, okay, yep, 52 loot crates and, yep, eight Lego sets that need to be built. You know, and, you know, I'm getting yelled at, when are you going to find time to build those? And it's like, well, the summer's looking pretty good right now.
Also be prepared to hear a lot of negative things for Lego. Oh, yeah. Because wait till next week, that's all I'm saying.
I think next week that'll be a great topic, because any Lego lover that's going to glue to it, we have a great topic. Well, actually, Zach has a great topic to go through with Lego sets, so you may not... if you haven't heard anything recently about release sets or rumors, you definitely want to catch next week's episode, because Zach's going to go on a tear.
Oh yeah, Lego's going to get a new hole torn open, so to speak.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure we track you for some curses in there. All right. So moving on, right? I mean, I think it's safe to say. So Jen, can we go to next topic or no?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Do you want to take this?
Do I want to take it?
Yeah, do you want to go?
Sure, you've got here, yeah. That Gina Carano is out on The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. All I have to say is goodbye.
Yep, okay. Goodbye. Should have killed your character off. Goodbye.
Yeah, I kind of felt that. I think all of us are in the same boat. You know?
She's an idiot.
Yeah, it's not to bring up anything. We're not going to go into the details of it, but it's just like... Listen, you know what? The Mandalorian series could strive on without it, you know?
Agree.
And I think that's what Disney's really preserving here, guys. I don't think it's, you know, they're not going to get distracted from putting out the Mandalorian product for us, you know, just with this little occurrence. But, yeah, bon voyage. That's what I say, too.
Yeah, and it's also funny, I think, that you have this as a topic tonight, because you guys are going to hear this in the future, obviously. But we're recording tonight, February 25th. It's a Thursday. And tonight is actually the start of Purim in the Jewish faith. So happy Purim to all of our Jewish listeners out there.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you're not sure what Purim is, it's actually one of like the, I don't know, more joyful holidays in the Jewish faith. And it's essentially like a celebration for Queen Esther, because she saved Jewish people that were marked for dead from execution. So it's beautiful. A happy day of remembrance. So happy Purim, everybody.
Awesome.
And goodbye, Gina Carano. We hate you.
Yep. Bon voyage. See you later, bitch.
So, yeah.
Okay. So that's another dollar. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That word's on the list. God damn it. Was I'll that $3?
The list, yeah.
Damn it. Damn it's good, right? Damn it. Yeah. I mean, no, have we? Okay.
I'm okay.
All right.
That. Listen, I've got my ear on you, buddy.
Zach's making the list.
I'm gonna take advantage of this when I can.
Yep. Yeah, but you know what? If we do a Battlefront episode like we've been discussing, I'm boned for that one. No, it has to count, because it's for charity. It has to count.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? Listen, I have no problem laying down, you know, I almost said it. I have no problem laying down those tracks, you know? You could hear me loud and clear. And you know what? I think it's kind of funny, because, you know, how awesome would that be to hear, like, our audio of everything going on? Because I'm telling you, it kind of ranges from like, okay, we're 1 minute we could be strategic about meeting at one point, and then we're bitching about something. And
yep, and then I just curse every time I die, which is quite frequently.
Yep, so there might be a lot of money out of that episode.
Yeah, we just can't do a multiplayer, otherwise we'll be bankrupt, all three of us.
Oh god, we'll be in co-op mode for sure.
Yeah, definitely co-op.
So you guys look forward to that episode, because... that one's going to be fun.
Most definitely.
So I think we're probably at a good point in the episode if we should take a quick break. What do we think?
I am so game for it. Yep. Okay. Hey, look at that.
Me too. You know?
All right. So everybody, go use the restroom, go get a drink, and we will be right back.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. So we are back after the break. Good stuff there right in the beginning, just going right down the memory lane of nostalgic Nickelodeon, high C drinks and McDonald's, and oh man, what a great night that we got going here, because the last portion in the last half is literally a great wrap-up with two solid, and I say two solid major topics. And I know Jen's probably excited about talking about this. Zach is probably excited now, because now that he's all caught up. I think it's safe to say now we are going to explore some DC action with the Snyder Cut coming to HBO Max.
Of course.
And then, yep. And now we're also going to be talking about WandaVision. And of course, I mean, who would have, if you didn't think we were going to talk about WandaVision, I mean, nuts. Come on, you're nuts. Exactly. Nutsy cuckoo. But yeah, these are the last two topics of the night. Sit back, relax, strap yourself in, or hey, if you want to be a little bit of a rebellious figure, don't worry about strapping yourself in. Just hang out here and be cool. But yeah, Jen, I want to talk about what we've been seeing the past weeks, because we did get the last trailer that dropped. We did get a lot of cool pictures surfacing into social media. And now I think it's kind of funny because one of the most recent ones that was dropped with the Joker image is getting a lot of flack.
Yeah,
you know, geez, I didn't mean that. But yeah, I mean, of course, I mean, I kind of saw this coming, like surprise, surprise. Of course, people are going to say something. They're going to have some issue for it. But come on now. I mean, be stoked. I mean, we're getting something here now that's reviving and like it's like uplifting now, you know, the DC fandom, the DC films that, you know, we were expecting. And again, I mean, I look at this too, those previous movies that we saw, like Batman versus Superman, the Dawn trash. Of Justice, trash, right? And then we had the Justice League movie, trash, you know. And I think Snyder here is I mean, this is literally to say, listen, we screwed up, I think, for what the DC movies were supposed to be. And I'll kind of go into this later too with reference, but I think they were supposed to be a little bit more monumental than the family generic type, you know?
He didn't have a choice but to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I get it. And, like, I can see why they would have brought Joss Whedon in, because, you know, he was such, like, a heavy hitter in the MCU.
Well, sure. Yep.
But I'm just glad that we're going to be able to see Zack Snyder's cut, finally.
It just proved, though, that Joss Whedon, like, there's different dynamics to Marvel and DC. There really is. Like, when you look at the films, and I still even, Jen, I want to hear where your opinion is on this, because we're so back and forth between superhero films, you know, out of the three of us. And I still stay to this day probably the best DC film that I've watched. This is, again, like, as of recent, you know, getting these movies here. I think the best movie was the first Wonder Woman film.
Agree.
I really do.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. And then, honestly, I would probably say the second best was Aquaman. I'm just putting it out
Aquaman
there.
Aquaman was
I'm
fantastic.
Just putting it out there. I thought it was better than
I'd have to agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Some of the CGI was a bit sketch, but that's okay. We'll overlook it. Jason Momoa's greatness just... You know, just such a commanding greatness. So, I'm happy. I am going to watch the Snyder Cut. I am going to go in with an open mind, but also not high hopes, of course.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Because,
you know, I wasted, what was it, like 4 hours of my life watching the Batman versus Superman. Like, what was it, the director's cut or whatever that was released
on HBO
Max?
Yeah, can you kind of... I was just going to say, so that's your recap, huh?
Yeah, it was terrible. Don't waste your time.
And I got a lot of reaction from that, too, like, talking to people. Like, what they, you know, what they thought about it, it just didn't live to the hype for what it was. Like, they hyped so much of it that, you know, this extra footage that was going to be added to it was going to make it so much better. Yep. And I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
You don't have to. It's not like there was, like, new footage. It was just, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
It's but, I mean,
whatever.
I mean, what's... So, I like that you have an open outlook, though, for the Snyder Cut.
Yeah. I mean... Like, I'm definitely going to give it a watch and give it the essential, like, justice that it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I hope it's good.
Let me ask you this. What do you think you're most excited for in the Snyder Cut? Like, what if you could think of, because, I mean, you know that they're going to be circulating all around all heroes here in the Justice League. What are you more excited for? Excited about who?
Henry Cavill.
Okay, so you're on the
Black
Superman
suit
train.
Superman, yeah.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Superman train, for anybody out there that does enjoy DC comics, the CW has, they do, like, what they like to call the Arrowverse, where it's, like, shows that revolve around, you know, the DC comics and the Arrow. So there's like Flash, Arrow, which is no longer on, it's over, Black Lightning, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, Batwoman. Like, there's a whole DC show fandom out there, and like, most of the shows are good. But I will say, so this past Tuesday, just 2 days ago, I just watched it earlier today on my lunch break from work, and they dropped their newest creation. It's Superman and Lois.
Yeah, I did see that.
Let me tell you, this show is probably the most beautiful, and it was just so phenomenal. Mm-hmm. If you have the time to pick up a show and you like DC Comics, this is the one to watch.
Okay.
They did, like, a special, like, 2-hour premiere on Tuesday, and it was fantastic. So
it's already been released.
Yeah, just the first episode.
Okay.
So, like, it's like a TV show where you have to tune in every week and watch, but, yeah, the first episode was released, and, like, it just gives me... Like, for everybody that used to watch Smallville, I love Smallville. Smallville will always hold a place of endearment in my heart. And I just feel like that this is a little bit different than Smallville, but it also picks up where Smallville would have left off.
I gotcha.
So, like, this is, Clark and Lois are married. They have two boys. They're twins, and they're teenagers. So this is many years into Clark being Superman.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so there's some fast forwarding here.
Yep. So I just think it's, I don't know, I think it's wonderful, and it was just one episode.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So if you have some time, I would highly recommend checking that out.
And, you know, I've notably mentioned this many times on our podcast. When this lady tells you to watch something or recommends it, you should take it at high direction. I'm telling you, probably most of the things that we've been talking about through podcast and many of the episodes, like going back to Tiger King and all these Netflix shows and shows that were on TV and other streaming platforms... I mean, take the recommendation at a very great point, because she's not wrong.
Yeah.
And I will say 99.9% so far. I give you that 0.01% where it was, I just wasn't a big fan of...
The Boys, which is insane.
The Boys. But I was a fan of The Umbrella Academy. I thought that was much better than The Boys.
That's insanity.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just, I think it's pretty cool. You know, when you hear a recommendation come from Jenna, you should take it pretty highly.
So, Matt, I expect you to watch Superman and Lois.
Yeah, I definitely will. I'll catch that. Well, first off, yeah, I didn't know if it was being released. Like, I didn't know it was actually released. It had to be probably this past weekend, right?
Yep, just Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay, on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So you can go to the CW website and watch it on demand.
Nice.
Or probably on your TV if you have.
I'll just do it on Xfinity for demand. I'll do it tomorrow, actually, while I'm up here in my office doing classes.
It's lovely. Yep.
Yeah.
quite delightful.
Yeah, pretty good.
And I really think it's the CW's best, like... Now, don't get me wrong, like, Supernatural is probably, like, one of my favorite shows on the planet, and it will always be. But Superman and Lois, it just... It just feels like home.
Okay.
Like, it's beautifully done, and, like, the whole, like, opening and... the beginning of the story, like, I don't know, I'm on board already. I think I was 100% on board within the first, like, 6 minutes. I think I texted Sean and I was like, this is the CW's greatest work they've put out yet.
Would you consider this the Hallmark movie of Superman movies?
The Hallmark movie? No, it's not garbage trash.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
It's great.
So everybody check it out. It's worth it.
Well, we definitely will. And we thank
just you for started, that so season one just started. So you've time to catch up.
Cool. So Zach, there's another one for you to watch.
Of like 10,000 shows and movies I have to watch.
Add it to your list, buddy.
It's fantastic.
Well,
how's that Lego set coming along, by the way?
Oh yeah, Zach's doing a Lego set while we're podcasting.
I'm just organizing the pieces now.
Yes.
Another dollar.
Well, fuck him. The person that sent it to you.
Matt.
Sorry.
Yep, dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, hey, it's pretty cool. Multitasking at its best. Building Legos, doing podcasts at the same time.
Me too.
Loving it. All right, so moving on. We have our last topic of the evening. WandaVision. Yes.
So, I'm, like, sort of set with people that didn't like the first two episodes, because I need to know, when you were growing up, what did you watch when you were going to bed? TV Land. And what was on TV Land? Like, I Love Lucy and Bewitched.
Yeah. Beverly Hillbillies.
That's literally, like, what the first two episodes were. Mm-hmm. It was literally, like, a knockoff of Bewitched.
But not only that, though, I think, can't we say that, like, being at, like, a family home, like, even if we were around with our parents at, like, maybe sometime during, like, the mid-evening, like, that 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour, maybe after, like, some news or before lottery, you know, you kind of catch a show or two beforehand after the dinner hour, or, like you said, going to bed now, they have a lot of these old shows on. I mean, I can remember a lot of that. Just, let's go back to the Nickelodeon aspect. Right?
Yeah, it was on Nick at Night.
Nick at Night, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think Nickelodeon still actually does promote that segment of Nick at Night, but it's just obviously different with other shows like Friends and other TV shows. Like, I don't see a lot of
things,
Yeah, I don't see a lot of the nostalgic stuff where they used to play a lot of the black and whites. And I say black and whites because those were the shows. Those were the retro shows that were back in the 60s and maybe the late 50s there, that when they were starting off. And like I said, I remember like TV Land. I remember I used to friggin' watch the hell out of the Beverly Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. What was the one with friggin' Don Knotts? Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank here. The Cops, remember?
Yeah, with the family.
Oh, Andy Griffith, right?
Andy Griffith, yep.
Yep. Used to love watching that show. And then also, like, if you caught right in between there, like, you know, if TV Land, you kind of get a little bit more recent where they have, like, Archie Bunker, you know.
Yeah. And, like, you know, that's where you found, like, your love of the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
You know, like so I'm just kind of like, so people, now, like, here's the thing. Spoilers. If you have not seen the show in its entirety, full 7 episodes yet.
Stop
then
right now.
Shut us off and come back, because we're talking about everything. So, if I even thought that the show was going to be just Wanda and Vision in, like, the Bewitched reality, I'd still watch it. I thought it was great.
Can I give you an opinion? Because I want you to kind of explain more after this.
Sure, go ahead.
And really, my opinion is just to kind of accommodate those that may have been a little turned off by those first two episodes.
How? I just don't understand. I can't comprehend. Like, and well, shout out to, like, Michelle Harhut, because, like, one of her favorite TV shows ever is I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy. Yep.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that.
Like, just classic TV, you know? Like, that's what I think of when I think of, like, a classic black and white TV show.
Yeah.
So, like, if that's all WandaVision was, I would still watch it and thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think the people that didn't like episodes 1 and 2 were crazy, especially because episode 2 had a astounding clue that something was afoot.
Well, you know what? Here's I'm only going to say this.
Go ahead.
And then I'd like Zach to kind of put an input towards it, too, because he was in the same boat as me. And Zach, I'm throwing you in here, too. So, I mean, not to put you on the spot, but I'm throwing you in this category because both of us said the same thing. Like, when we saw these first two episodes, it was just kind of confusing to see where they were going in the direction. Like, I was kind of like, all right, wait a minute. Am I watching Bewitched or something like that? Like,
that's like, what you're supposed to think, yes.
See, I think...
But you know what, though? Like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, I was expecting the kind of...
with black and white television.
Go ahead.
I always just grew up with colors, so I think it was just a little odd for me to see black and white.
Right.
Yeah. So those old sitcom shows, those were kind of weird for you to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's really a reasonable answer. I mean, I could guarantee you there's probably a lot of people that are in that same boat, especially a younger audience, you know?
See, like, if you guys saw any, like, hints or spoilers, but, like, Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany did, like, interviews before, like, because WandaVision was filming a little bit, and then they got shut down during COVID, and then they went back when it was okay.
Yeah.
So, right after they started filming, before the shutdown, like, they were kind of, like, talking about, like, how the show was gonna be, and how it was gonna be, like, different time periods, and where they were starting. So, like, I'm just surprised at how many people didn't know that this was gonna happen.
Yeah.
I guess is what I'm trying to come across.
And you know what, it makes a lot of sense. Now again, let me just kind of go back to, you know, that whole aspect. I was one of the many that probably expressed that the first two episodes, where are we going with this? I was kind of getting bored. But that third episode and that fourth episode, as it kept on kicking forward and forward and forward, it made me appreciate. And I actually went back, I said, after I saw the third episode, I actually rewatched 1, 2, and 3. Binge-watched them, you know? Okay. I was just a little confused in the beginning because are we just kind of seeing Wanda put together a perfect reality of loving the Vision, the love of her life? And, you know, being caught in that, that's where I was kind of looking at it like, is Wanda just trying to escape? Like, she's like, is this her just trying to piece this together? Like, she wants no part of anything else but just him and her, you know?
Yeah.
And I think doing that, like, okay, WandaVision, it's a catchy thing, you know, going through the times of life and times of, you know, time life cycle. It's kind of funny because, like, time life, you think of music, you know, with those goofy commercials where they try and sell you a CD, but, like, really, it's.
But
it's,
all of those commercial ads are hints. Are hints and Easter eggs. So
they
you have to pay attention. Like, you have to pay attention.
No, I greatly found an appreciation for those first two episodes to actually see what was going on and what the premise of Wanda's goal was. Like, what she was trying to put together, you know?
See, I knew there was something afoot at the end of season 2 when you see the beekeeper come out of the sewer, the manhole sewer thing in the ground.
Wait, season 2? You mean
episode 2.
Episode 2,
when the beekeeper comes out of the manhole and she's like, oh no, and she does this like rewind thing with the time.
Mm-hmm.
And reality. So I'm like, I'm like, there's something greater going on here. And then they wham bam, thank you ma'am. Episode 3 for you.
Yep.
So, which we see the return of one of my favorite Marvel friends, Dr. Darcy Lewis, Which, like, yay for Darcy. She got her doctorate during the snap. So, good for Darcy. I'm glad.
I'm glad she got her doctorate.
Yeah, the last time we saw Darcy, she was, what, like, graduate student?
Yeah.
In Thor 2?
She was a graduate student, yep.
Yeah, so she was undergrad in Thor 1, graduate Thor 2, and now in WandaVision, she's got her doctorate of astrophysics, so good for you, Darcy Lewis.
You know what? A little pissed about that.
What?
Because here I am, being a doctoral student. I'm working on my PhD. I'm sure I mentioned that many moons ago in our episode bank. And I'm just at the point where I'm getting frustrated because I keep getting setbacks to do my defense. I am. And it's because of COVID. And I understand that things are happening. Things are happening. You know, rescheduling could be a thing going on with different circumstances. I get that. You know, but I'm at the point where it's like, I just want to get done. I've been doing my education. I've been doing my PhD for 7 years. So it's where we're like talking about Darcy, where she got her doctorate during the goddamn snap. Like, why can't I get mine already during the pandemic?
Well, remember, the snap was 5 years, so then there was some time between, like, Thor and the snap, so she's probably around the same timeline as you, I would think.
Like, goddamn it, you know?
Yes.
Anyway, going back and just talking about those first two episodes, yes, I was in the state of confusion, I was kind of turned off, but once the show got further into 3... Episode 4, episode 5, it makes total sense of what is going on.
And see, like, everybody's like, oh, they should have started with episode 3. And I'm like,
no!
No, you gotta, you know, give it, like, the background that it deserves.
And you know what? I was that same person. Like, I was expected to think, like, okay, we're gonna see the Scarlet Witch come out. She's gonna go batshit crazy. And she's going to be like, okay, you know, I'm going to go and get the remains. Because I'm thinking that, like, all right, well, how are they going to get Vision and Wanda together? I mean, Vision's dead.
Dead, yep.
You know? And I thought...
didn't want to be brought back to life.
Yep.
That was the thing.
So, like, I was thinking that we were going to see, like, a full-blown, like, mad-scale Scarlet Witch going after and somehow conjuring up, you know, a story here. But it just makes it makes total sense of what's going on in this retro age of simulation of TV shows, you know?
Yeah, so then, like, you know, so then we see, because the black and white's what, like the 50s?
Yeah, it kind of goes back into, like, that late 50s period, then you go into the 60s, the 70s, and then the 80s. Yeah, where
she's, like, pregnant and gives birth.
To two boys.
Yep, she has the twins.
Which is kind of interesting, because now we're finding out that these two boys have powers.
They do.
And if anybody, I mean, spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear this, you know, we find that one has the super speed.
Yes.
Very similar to Maximoff's brother, Pietro. Quicksilver. Yep, Pietro. And we find that the other one, which is really interesting, that this is like a young Professor Xavier hearing
he's
thoughts.
He's kind of like an empath. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? Hearing telepath, the thoughts. Empath. Yep. Telepathic. Yep. And I think that's really cool. I think that's awesome. And of course, as it keeps growing, you know, I think you're now... as the episodes keep going, you're more inclined to, like, keep seeing what's going on between Wanda, what keeps going on between Vision, what keeps going on between the kids.
Yeah, because, like, Vision actually is able to get through to some of her, I don't want to use the word victims, but
oh no, they're,
I don't
they're
know, some of the people
that
are stuck
victims.
In Westview.
You're starting to uncover things.
But they're not Wanda's victims.
They're technically under her control.
I disagree with that.
I disagree with that too.
Exactly.
But did you guys not see the latest episode?
We did.
So what was in the latest episode?
Jen, the way that I see it, that she put this together, like, the potential thing is that she took a whole town. No matter, I mean, even though that we think that, all right, she did it for great,
I think you guys are missing.
I think I know where. I think I know where you're going, Jen.
I mean, I'm just. So, I'm just saying. Go ahead.
So once Wanda gets into the basement when she's looking for the twins, did you see the way that her eyes turn like purple?
Yes.
So that's the Darkhold. So Agatha's magic book is the Darkhold.
Yes.
So I think she's being kind of like controlled by the Darkhold. So I don't think it's Wanda's fault that these people are really trapped in this world, because it's been Agatha pulling the strings the whole time.
Okay. Concept-wise, though, in the beginning of her initiative, now that's something we really don't know yet, because, again, what happened that she went and created this Westview world, you know, was that obviously sparked from the very beginning. It does seem like that, because Agatha kind of comes out and says, yep, it was me, you know?
Right. So did something happen that they went after Wanda first and made her go and get Vision's body and create this Westworld? Because Wanda is one of the most powerful Avengers. And she will fight anybody who disagrees.
Well, I will defend that to the day. I mean, I mean, listen, everybody right now, that if we're talking Marvel Cinematic Universe,
yeah,
if you were watching...
So before we continue, Avengers movie. I'm going to butt in here. Okay. I'm going to say any Endgame. Single superhero almost take out Thanos by themselves, definitely up there.
Yep.
Okay. And you know what? We saw that. We saw the struggle. We saw the pain in Thanos when she was starting to rip the armor off him and start ripping him from the inside. Mm-hmm. He literally started screeching with pain, saying, you know, all right, you know, calling to the ship to help. Like, I need, you know, I need backup. This lady is going to kill
me. He's boned. Yep.
Yep. And truly, I mean, that is weakness to such a powerful, powerful villain in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
I mean, she could have single-handedly ended this before any of it had probably happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of interesting that you do bring up that point that, like, we don't know where in the point that what happened with Maximoff. Was something influenced? Did something get to her beforehand and this made her put together the Westview plan and put together WandaVision? Possibly. And maybe that'll be explained.
Yes, because, like, obviously we don't have all of the episodes yet. We do not have all of the answers. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is only going to have 9 or 10 episodes, right?
Now, from what I read, I thought this week, so obviously at 3 a.m. Eastern Time.
Totally, technically, yep, yeah.
Yep, February 26th, this was the last episode of WandaVision coming out. So this would have been episode 8.
See, that's I thought. I thought there was either, like, I think there's going to be either 9 or 10. Because then it's going to, once WandaVision is complete, it's going to roll right into the Winter Soldier release.
Okay.
Winter Soldier and the Falcon.
I think most importantly, let's talk about this, because the speculation has been out there, and a lot of people have connected the dots to say, where is WandaVision leading up to? And what is it opening up to for a storyline?
The Doctor Strange movie, for sure.
Right. Well, I have two theories. And I'm going to give two theories because the expected is Doctor Strange. And it would make a lot of sense because of the dark holding that you're talking about.
Yes.
Agatha Harkness.
Yes.
You know, we can't dismiss.
Agnes. Yes.
Yes. And we're talking about the Mephisto.
Correct. So that's going to be, we think, the next big bad. Because that's who Agatha works for.
Yes.
In, like, the comics, right?
Yep. And I would probably think that this is right on. Like, if I were to say, hey, you know, give me two cards right in front of me and show me the results and say, Matt, which one do you think that you would pick? And say, okay, after seeing 7 episodes and going into the ending result, where do we go? Well, it would definitely sound like that. It definitely sounds like Mephisto, because Mephisto is actually more of the malevolent.
He's the devil, evil, the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And makes a lot of sense here, especially with Agatha, with a lot of the... And we even kind of see where some of the things that she's even saying, like Easter eggs, you know? like her actions where it's like, eh, I don't give a care. Like kind of like
she just... say something like, I swear to God, either I'm making this up, I saw it in a meme somewhere, or it was in the show. But
is it
I
about
thought
the puppy?
No, I thought one of her her lines in the show was the devil's in the details.
And I was like, I didn't pick up on that.
Now I could be making that up, or maybe I saw it in a meme somewhere. But I swear to God, she said it. Well, I could be wrong though, so don't hold me to that.
The funny thing is, and this is gonna blow your mind. So you think about this, right? What happened after Endgame? And unfortunately, we don't call Endgame in the comics Endgame. We call it the Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet. Yep.
You know, and then what happens at the end of Infinity Gauntlet, we find out that, yes, Thanos is overpowered, he is defeated, and what happens is that Death in Marvel Comics, whoever the character is, that could have been I never researched Death. He literally wedded Death.
Thanos, yeah.
Yes, Thanos.
To court Death, yes.
Yes, because to him, that was a wife. That was his wife that he newly wedded. And not to kind of sound like, hey, it's a newlywed. Oh, my God. Congratulations, Thanos. You know? But, I mean, there's some interesting background there because, like, talking about, like, okay, Mephisto, the devil, okay, Death, Infinity Gauntlet, Thanos. Maybe some connection comes back to Thanos. I don't know. Maybe. It sounds wild.
I hope he never comes back ever again.
I hope not either, but... there is portion where if you keep going into the Marvel universe, in some aspects, Thanos does come back into comics, but now you're talking about a multiverse chain of where it's heroes combining, heroes coming together, like X-Men and Fantastic Four. I don't want to go into this binge because it could reveal a lot, but let's just stick to the show. The two cards that I look at is that we have Theory A. Theory A is that it is Mephisto. It is the fact that there is manipulation from the Dark Holding, which is beyond with our Agatha and Mephisto. And then the other theory is that this obviously opens into multiverse where now X-Men comes into play, which I'm not bent on that. I'm not solidifying it. I'm not favoring it. But it still keeps it open because of what we've seen and what Wanda's creating in her manipulation.
Also, you have to remember the time period, too. So, like, technically, this would have been, like, the 80s and the 90s episode, and that's when the X-Men First Class,
Pietro.
The X-Men, yes, that's when, like, so Evan Peters as Peter Maximoff, that's his time frame in the X-Men movies. So I thought that was super clever for her to, like, pick him and bring him for, like, that specific, like, era of episode. I'm like, that just fits in.
But I think
was also
even,
stoked to see that because I love the X-Men.
I love Evan Peters. I love him. You know, and here's the cool part about that too. When you look at that episode where he rang that doorbell, there was two people that I thought of immediately at the ring of that doorbell that was going to show up.
Uh-huh.
Now, remember what I told you, Jen? You know what I told you.
I do.
I said it was either going to be Quicksilver as in, you know, the movie. The original. It would have been Aaron, help me out, Aaron.
I don't remember his last name.
It would have been him showing up, or it would have been Tony Stark, which that would have been cool, you know. And she would have been just like, whoa, what the, like, WTF, like, doorbell, whoa, you know. And maybe this was something that Tony maybe has... You know, you never know what Tony Stark. Tony Stark probably has written stuff into AI. He's deviled with AI. And you just never know with that whole concept. But, of course, we could definitely rule out that Tony Stark is no longer of existence. That theory doesn't play into it. And what I got at, the more and more that I thought about these episodes going through, they manipulated her mind. You know, into her believing that this person coming to the door was your real brother. And even at that point where there was the episode of the Halloween episode, where they were at this little country bumpkin with the haystacks and everything like that, it kind of looked like a little Halloween...
like the haunted hayride, yeah.
Yeah, like a haunted hayride type deal.
Get together. Mm-hmm.
Town get to... Yep. I think right there that was a perfect opportunity for whoever was behind the control and to put, you know, Pietro in that setting, it was to kind of coax her and kind of make her believe that, you know, yeah, like, I don't have to be doing this. Like, the brother just seemed to be calm and collective, saying, you know, you don't have to be this type of person. You know, you don't, it's okay. You could let go, you know?
Yep.
And that right there kind of showed weakness. To me, that was trying to get her guard down, and I think it did, going into these next episodes, where we got her at her weakest point. We got her to be loving. We got her to really embed to that. But she did show sign of it where she kind of threw it back and she shoved him into the haystacks.
Yeah.
You know, and I still think that she's still alert. She's still thinking, wait, what's going on?
Her powers are like on the fritz right now. Cause it's, exactly. You know, from the expansion.
And this could all be a part of confusion, that they're trying to manipulate her. And who knows, maybe they're trying to weaponize the Scarlet Witch going into the future of the MCU.
No, they're trying to weaponize Vision. That was discussed in episode 4. Because that was the whole thing, is that they had Vision's body, but they couldn't bring him back to life yet. So then when Wanda stole him and was able to, you know, reanimate him, there was, like, a tracker in him. So they kind of, like, I don't want to say they knew that she was going to try something, but I feel like they kind of hoped for it.
I'm kind of going with this. If I was to say that we take the Doctor Strange card and we say, okay, yeah, it's leading to that. You know, if we were to weaponize a hero here and pose a threat towards, obviously, another one in the MCU, We already said that this lady could have single-handedly taken out Thanos.
Yep.
What if you were to put her up to Doctor Strange?
That would be interesting, which we know that Elizabeth Olsen, that's her next project.
She did become a villain. You have to remember that in the comics.
Yeah.
The Scarlet Witch was a villain.
Yes, especially in, like, the X-Men storylines. Yes. With the Brotherhood, yes.
Yep.
Yes. But the MCU, Wanda Maximoff, I feel like is more of the hero / anti-hero. Not as much as, like, Deadpool is, but...
Or like a Venom anti-hero. Yep.
Yes. So, I don't know. Oh, I think... I hope they make more seasons, but I know that there is no... There's no plans to at this time, because her next project, like we said, has been Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
She went from filming this to going to film that, so.
And I think that's where it kind of makes sense that this is going to link up into Doctor Strange. So who knows? Maybe we're actually going to see, you know, Doctor Strange himself show up in this last episode saying, you know.
That would be nuts. I hope so.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, and, like, I really hope that we get to see Monica Rambeau some more, because we essentially saw her turn into, what is she, Photon? Proton?
Photon. Photon. I think it's Photon.
So we literally saw her get her powers in the series, and she did the superhero landing.
And, of course, we have to remember her, too, from the Captain Marvel aspects.
Uh-huh. She was just a kid.
Mm-hmm. You're right. She was just a kid. Yep. You know?
So
this is real interesting stuff playing out. I think WandaVision, you know, if they said that we're going to sign into a second series of WandaVision, I'd be freaking gung-ho for it. You know?
Yeah, I'd watch it. And then also, what I'm still holding out for is because I watched all of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
So WandaVision has also definitive. So, like, when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ended last, I think it was in the summer, it was over. There was, like, a hint that S.W.O.R.D. was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we all thought that, like, the one of the leaders, her name's Daisy, that she was off, you know, being a S.W.O.R.D. agent now after, you know, they finished their S.H.I.E.L.D. missions.
Yep.
And closed that chapter. So it was really cool for WandaVision to just, like, flat out and be like, yo, we're from S.W.O.R.D., here we go.
Yep.
So I was pleased to see that, too. Very pleased.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think WandaVision overall is just a great show.
Well, this is all great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Do we have anything really else to add to it? Zach, do you have anything else to add?
Definitely.
Okay.
Watch it, people.
Watch it. We recommend it, and of course, since we're recording at this time, we know that this weekend coming up, the new episode of WandaVision does air. So, yeah, definitely catch it. Definitely keep glued to it. It is definitely going to open up some type of book pages to the next MCU universe. I think it will align something either with the X-Men or, most importantly, I think it's actually going to go into Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is all exciting stuff. It really is. I mean, watching this was such a... I'm just so glad that we were able to get that. Like, during the pandemic, you know, and now coming into this new year, we got this show. We knew it was coming. Again, it's just, it's like total excitement all over again, you know?
Yep, then we get Falcon and Winter Soldier, and then yep. Loki in June, which is going to be amazing.
Fantastic.
Both of them are going to be amazing, so.
Fantastic.
If you guys want to watch along with us, catch up.
Yep.
Plan ahead. We'll be talking about both of those shows and pretty much everything coming out on Disney Plus. So strap yourselves in and get ready, friends.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, and I think before we close out the night, I just want to plug Electric Keep City going. Esports Tournament one more time. Remember, everybody, their Call of Duty Warzone tournament is on 3/18 of 2021. The time frame will be 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. The registration fee is $15. There will be a cash prize pool. You must be 18 or older to register, and you can register at esportsnation.net. That is esportsnation.net. Esportsstation.net. Sorry about that. So, excellent. That is our plug for the evening.
And of course, we want to thank you to our little advertisement here for our midway period. We thank La Chic Boutique of Clark Summit. We definitely appreciate your business, and we appreciate your involvement in helping us to boost the podcast. And yeah, I think this is just great that we could keep on helping local businesses. Great boutique, by the way. Make sure that you you visit them up there in the Clark Summit district there, right where all the shops are. And we thank you, La Chic Boutique. Just want to give a quick shout out for that.
Sure.
So thank you, Kim Nardelli.
Thanks, Kim.
And I mean, I think right now we're going to end it. I hear the music cue in. Yep, this has been great. Yep. And Jen, I mean, welcome back to some pop culture talk, baby. You know, this is just, oh my God, you know, I felt like, and that's kind of where it's like, oh my God, you're like, I got out of the ordinary on it, you know? it's just great that the three of us could come together, get back to our regular routine, you know, after such great installments that we had. And you know what? This season is just going to open up some more exciting episodes of both pop culture, both special topics. I can't wait. And of course, you know, everything else that comes across to us, we'll keep updated. You know, we always do keep updated. We are always in group. We're following social media. We're following news. So, yeah, I love it. So stay tuned. Stay plugged in with us. Get in the jar. We are the Garlic Jar Podcast Show.